It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and I honestly think that We Are the Tides is one of my top five favorite albums of this year. Man, that's for real. And awesome. And of course, I'm speaking to Blind Pilot's Israel Nebaker, who's getting the compliment right now, so that all of you know who I'm talking about. Well, but it really is. It's an extraordinary record. Originally, when you did Three Rounds in a Sound, that was a great record and really caught my attention. But this is a record that really shows progress on a lot of levels. A lot of levels. We talked moments ago about the expansiveness of the sound, and it really is, to my ears, as smart yet accessible a record as I've heard in this year. You made a comment that it was very intriguing. You've said that for you, the most apparent attribute of a songwriter is, in quotations, intent. Uh-huh. That the intent is clear to you. When you listen to a song, you hear, is this intended to be a big top 40 song? Is this intended to be a personal song? Elaborate a little on that, because that was a pretty interesting perspective.
Yeah, I think it comes through the intention, like on some level, it hits you, like even if you're not totally aware of exactly why, you do get it on some level. I think it's because, you know, songs and other art forms too are just really good vehicles of that, of like whatever you're putting into it, whatever you're trying for, it communicates it too well sometimes, you know.
Sometimes it's blatant and apparent.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes less so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I was getting at is that, you know, if, just like you said, if your intent is to make a top 40 hit, then that's what comes across. And if your intent is to make a song that's personal or honest, then that, I think, comes across. You know, regardless of like how great of a song it is or not, I think that intention does come and people respond.
And that ties to, and it's always hard to you know, it's hard to articulate without using cliches and without, you know, either overstating or understating what you're trying to get across. But in listening to this new album, one of the things that knocked me out was I heard that personal, authentic, you know, communication, but the production value of the record is expansive and polished. So it was clear that you were trying to have it all, that you were going for it. We're going to make the intimate personal songs, but we're going to make them sound great. And, you know, there's names I could throw about, you know, the harmonies on it are incredible, the production values. It's not ironic that on one side of my desk is the Smile Sessions new release, and then there's We Are the Tide, and I'm, you know, going A to B. I heard a lot of great stuff in that record. What was your intent with this record? Was it to say, I'm going to take the personal and flesh it out?
Well, you know, that makes me really glad to hear you say that comes across, that because that was a lot of the goal of it, or just the idea of it to start off when we knew we wanted to have a particular sound. I was writing a lot of songs that lyric wise the content was a little bit more difficult, a little bit like darker, and I knew that, I don't know. I guess I just had this sort of like curious desire to see if I could make those kind of songs really appealing, you know, and really something that you want to hear. Cause usually when a song's content is kind of difficult, it
becomes a dirge.
Yeah, a little bit. So, but I don't know. It was that's what we were going for. And plus, you know, we had six people in our band, so we had a lot of things to draw on, and it was kind of like, well, we have this opportunity to use these many layers. Let's go for it.
stars wash over me, so far away that I can barely breathe from where I lay. Never have I been so far from home, or the years I was cut from sand and rain. I'm calling through ebb and flow. I'm calling whichever way it goes. Desert rock and rosemary carry dry and bloodless on the breeze. Make me new. Bone to my face again. Flow between the bones that shake in my so long I lost you, my love, my song inside. You give me anything you want to, I'm bound to keep you right. Oh, to keep you right. My heart longs for to my ear against the ground to know the song it sings. I'm calling fear running through. I'm calling, what more can I do? Tell me, what more can I do?
Outdoorsy type, because you've done, when I heard you did the first bicycle tour, you know, they're just blown away by that idea, like, wow, well, yeah, someone could have thought of that, but then you actually have to ride a bike that far. Well, I'm out. I have a hard time walking up 3 flights of stairs. But then you did it a second time. and that's when I'm going, all right, these guys are masochists. How do you do that? What did create, and I know this is probably one of the most, you know, you've probably been asked about this so much, but what prompted that idea in the first place?
Yeah, we do get asked about it a lot, and we never intended it to be like a gimmick or anything like that, but it does have a lot to do with like the nature of the band, how it got started, and sort of the spirit that still is there in this group of people. But it, like, the biggest thing is we were living in Portland, Ryan and I, and we wanted to just for a summer do a side project and take you know, some songs we were playing, the two of us, outside of the Portland music scene, and you know, even better if we could get outside of a music scene at all.
Really, so, just take a minstrel.
A little bit, sure. And the idea of, like, you know, the adventure of a bike tour down the coast sounded awesome. So we, you know, I packed a guitar and he packed a drum set and we made a little self-recorded EP. And the real idea of it was to go to small towns. We'd have to, you know, because you can only bike like between 50 and 100
wherever,
miles.
Wherever you're going to have to stop and take a breather, sure.
Yeah. And to see if we could connect with people, if the music, if the songs could connect with people that don't like, you know, listen to and evaluate bands all the time. And
right. The back of the room, arms folded.
Sure,
crowd, right?
Sure. So it was fun. It was a whole lot of fun.
Let all things be as they were.
this record really is special, and I hope, you know, everything good comes to you, and we're going to do our best to support Blind Pilot, and just keep doing what you're doing, because, you know, the music's appreciated here for sure, and we're going to try to engage our listeners to appreciate it equally. And tonight, you get a chance to see Blind Pilot. They're going to be at the El Rey, and we want you to come out and see them, because you'll get to hear what I'm gushing about and decide for yourself, because obviously it is our listeners who are, for us, the true, you know. We may think one thing, it's what they think that counts, and I hope that they share my enthusiasm for Blind Pilot. Israel, I want to say thank you for coming out, and we look forward to getting the whole band in here sometime and letting you go crazy, and probably on the next record, when that idea has finally, you know, incubated in your head, you'll come down here and say, here's the alchemy, here's what we have for you.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Thanks again for coming. It's Blind Pilot on 88.5 KCSN.